Rome is listening to Good Morning Rome with Elizabeth Davis, weekday morning 7 to 9 on Talk Radio WLAQ AM 1410 and the new 96.9 FM.
All right, folks, we're going to go to the phone line now. It's about 8:31, and my special guest joining me via way of telephone is none other than Ben Ingram. He is one of the play-by-play announcers for the 2021 World Series champion Atlanta Braves. And I got to tell you this. First of all, good morning, Ben. It's good to have you on the program.
And thanks for having me. Good to talk to you this morning.
Well, and I have to say that I feel so lucky that I get to chat with you today. Had to get in that St. Patrick's Day kind of reference there.
Exactly.
Yeah, and also I know you had a birthday a couple of days ago, so happy late birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I got another year behind me and still feeling good. So that's the best. That's the most important thing.
Yep, that is a good thing. And of course, I know one of the things making you feel good, the return of baseball. And I have to, you know, the last time, Ben, that we heard you on our airwaves, you were getting on the air to tell us that the Atlanta Braves were the winners of the 2021 World Series. What thoughts were running through your head upon the final out in Game 6 on November the 2nd of 2021?
Just get everything right. I think that was the most important thing. I know that when we went to the eighth inning of that game, it was 7-0. Freddie had just hit a home run, and it was inevitable, in my opinion, that last out was coming, that they were going to win the thing that night. And you can't help but to think about the final out, even though you still have a few outs to go. And all I was telling myself was just make sure that you get it right. Make sure everything's accurate. Make sure that when people listen to this call in 10, 20, 30, 50 years from now, everything is accurate and historically factual and, you know, match the enthusiasm of what you see on the field. And it was the best night of my life, I think. It was a night I'll never forget, from the final out all the way to getting to the plane the next day. I think I had about 2 hours of sleep all night. And it's just an amazing, amazing story. And to win the World Series any year is big, but to do it the way that those guys did it last year, as improbable as it was, I think that only enhanced the overall experience of winning the thing.
Yeah, and it really was exciting. And, of course, about a month after that happened, MLB entered a lockout, which ended last Thursday. I got to ask, what were your thoughts last Thursday when the lockout ended?
I was a little bit surprised, to be honest with you, Elizabeth. I you know, when the lockout started, I had no idea how this thing was going to play out. I did my best to chat with people who knew more than I did, and it seemed like the consensus was that most folks thought that we'd go into February with this thing, but that we wouldn't miss time of the regular season. Turns out they were right. Now, we did take a week off the season. We're going to have to make up those games with doubleheaders and stretch the season 3 days longer than we normally were. But we are going to play 162. And the reason I was surprised that it ended when it did was that the day before, things seemed really bleak, I thought. I thought that they had kind of really hit a stalemate on that Wednesday. And for them to get a deal done the following day seemed unlikely. I'd kind of lost some hope that Wednesday, thinking that maybe it wouldn't be till May 1st that we'd actually play baseball. So to see it end when it did, I think the powers that be realized that if this was going to be detrimental for the game to start the season late, to miss games, to not play 162, it was enough of a black eye on the game, in my opinion, as it was. And if you're going to be missing games, that was going to fall on them. Fans don't care about why or who the good guy is or who the bad guy is or who won the negotiation or who lost the negotiation. Fans want baseball. And however you come to that means, that's what you do. And they figure that out, and I'm glad they did. When they did, so we can actually play 162 instead of chopping games off the schedule.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, too. And, you know, we've got to talk, Ben, about Freddie Freeman, as well as about the Braves' new first baseman, Matt Olson. Obviously, a lot of Braves fans, you know, having a hard time letting go of Freddie, particularly here around Rome. You know, a lot of folks around here remember seeing him play with the Rome Braves back in 2008. What about you? Are you going to miss him? And also, I got to ask, do you have great expectations for the Matt Olson era?
I'll definitely miss Freddie. I mean, Freddie, to me, is as legendary of a player as I've seen since I've been here. I think that we all thought that he was going to take the torch from Chipper Jones and spend his entire career in a Braves uniform. I think that Freddie, for the longest time, was the guy that you base your team around. He was the foundation of your ball club. and a guy that I thought would play a full career in a Braves uniform and continue to go on and do greater things and maybe even be the Hall of Famer while wearing a Braves uniform. So I'll certainly miss him. And even though business is business and that's how this thing plays out sometimes, I think it still brings a certain amount of shock value to see him in another team's uniform, especially a Dodger uniform.
Yeah. but that's his home state.
It is. And I think you knew that the Dodgers would be putting together a very strong offer. It was going to be down to what does Freddie actually want to do. And for some reasons that maybe we'll never know, it played out the way that it did. So I think what the Braves did in the meantime was a really, really strong move. I think them deciding, okay, we can't sit here and drag our feet. We can't wait any longer on Freddie. Not only do we have to address first base, we have other moves we have to make as well. And when they made this move and made the trade for Matt Olson, that also allowed them to go get Eddie Rosario and Colin McHugh and address some other needs. So I think that with Matt Olson, he's coming home. He's an Atlanta kid. He went to Parkview High School, former first-round pick. He's 4.5 years younger than Freddie. Statistically, his numbers are very similar to Freddie. They're both 6'5". They're both about 225 pounds. They both bat left and throw right. I mean, there are a lot of comparisons you can make to these two guys, and you could say that Matt Olson, to a degree, is a younger version of Freddie Freeman. So not only do they get Matt Olson, they go ahead and extend him and give him a long-term deal. This is a guy who was an all-star last year. I think the one place where they really differ is batting average. Matt Olson is not going to be a 300 hitter like Freddie, but as far as home runs go and RBIs go and OPS goes and contact, working counts, run score, things like that, I think he's going to be very good. I think you had an overall top one or two first baseman in the game in Freddie Freeman, and I think you can make the argument that Matt Olson is in that next tier. If you're ranking overall top first baseman in Major League Baseball, Matt Olson might be three or four, whereas Freddie Freeman was one or two. So you're not taking a big step back at all in Matt Olson. I'm very excited to see what it could look like for him in a Braves uniform.
Yeah, that's encouraging to know. And Ben, you referenced the pitcher Colin McHugh. You may or may not know, you probably do know this. He played at Berry College here in Rome back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact,
right.
My late father and my brother used to do play-by-play for some of his games here on the radio. And
that's great.
Yeah, and they have fond memories of that. And I actually, it was about 7 years ago, I attended a Braves spring training game at Disney, and the Braves were playing the Astros. McHugh was their starting pitcher in that game, so I will probably always remember that.
That is great, yeah, and he's a good one. And a guy that put up really good numbers last year. He's 34 years old and always looking for bullpen help, and to throw him in there with what you already have, that shows you some more depth in that bullpen. So I think that was a big move for Atlanta.
Yeah, and it's going to be exciting to see him in a Braves uniform. And you talked about Eddie Rosario. That's one of the great trades that the Braves accomplished before the trade deadline last year. NLCS MVP, that's got to make you feel really encouraged that he's going to be back.
We knew that there was a need for a left-handed hitting outfielder, and there were, I don't know, four or five guys that seemed to be on the team's radar, and Eddie was at the top of my list. I think with what we saw last year from Eddie Rosario and how well he was liked and his role and all that, I think that made it very easy to say I'd like to have Eddie Rosario back before you go out and get whomever else. And there are a few other names out there. You wondered if it could be Jock Peterson like we saw last year, or Michael Conforto, or some other names out there. But at the top of my wish list was Eddie. And, you know, what we saw out of Eddie last year in the month and a half he was with the ball club and in the postseason, to a degree you could say was lightning in a bottle with how hot he was and how good he was. I mean, he was the NLCS MVP. But that doesn't mean that he can't go out there and be a really good player every single day. He's a really good ball player, and maybe he played at a level higher than what you normally see during the postseason last year. But he's so versatile, and you can do multiple things with him. You can hit him multiple places in the lineup. So bringing him back, 30 years old, good career, good veteran. I remember that. Last year he hit for the cycle in one of those games versus San Francisco, and really had some big base hits down the stretch. and some humongous base hits in the postseason. So bringing him back is a natural fit. And I know he said that of all the teams that were reaching out to him, at the top of his list was the Braves. He wanted to come back here, and I think the Braves obviously felt the same way, and glad they found that mutual ground and found a way to bring him back.
I am too. So let's talk about Ronald Acuña Jr. On social media, he says he's ready. Some speculate that it may be a few weeks into the season before he's back in the lineup. What say you?
Yeah, probably the latter of those two. And look, when it comes to an ACL, and I'm no expert on injuries or anything like that, I've spoken with a lot of the guys in our strength and conditioning department. My brother's a physical therapist, and these are people that I've reached out to ask about this injury. There have been lots of guys who on injured knees can go up there and swing. And if you want an example, at the college level, last season at Ole Miss, they had a ball player named Tim Elko who had an ACL injury, and he remained the DH for the team the rest of the year because he could go swing a bat. What I'm getting at is swinging a bat isn't the toughest thing for you to do coming off that injury. It's running the bases. It's playing in the outfield. And while we've seen lots of video and such of Ronald in the cage and taking good swings and all that, that's probably the easiest step back in that injury is going up the plate and swinging. It's accelerating. It's pushing off. It's changing directions like you would going for a ball in the outfield or cutting the bags on the infield when you're running the bases. So I think that's where they're probably the most concerned with easing him back in. It's not at the plate. I think they feel good about him being at the plate to the point where when he comes back, Elizabeth, I think we'd first see him as a DH rather than cutting him loose in the outfield. I think they'll use him as a DH here and there, let him run the bases, get comfortable there, and eventually ease him back into the outfield. And it's because of that they went out and made the deal for Alex Dickerson yesterday. That's another outfielder that you can throw in there to give you some depth while Ronald is still on the mend. So I don't think that he'll be out there for opening day, but I do think once we get a week or so into the season, we'll start to see him getting ABs, and then maybe by the end of April, early May, we're seeing him every day in right field.
Looking forward to it. We're rapidly running out of time. My guest this segment is Ben Ingram. He is a play-by-play announcer for the Atlanta Braves Radio Network, which you can hear on WLAQ once again in 2022. Got some spring training games on the radio this coming Saturday and Sunday. Ben, I'm looking forward to hearing you back on the airwaves.
Yeah, we'll be back Friday, and I know we're on the full Braves Radio Network Saturday and Sunday. We'll have 18 games down here, if I'm not mistaken. And Joe will be joining me for those weekend games. Our Saturday, Sunday games are available on our full Braves Radio Network. So I know that Joe will be with me each of the weekends that we're down here, and then we'll wrap things up and head back to Atlanta and have the home opener on April the 7th. But very excited to get back to work. And if for folks who have come down to this facility in Northport over the last few years, I would love to see you again. There are world championship banners and signs and things like that all over this facility, which is great to see. It's a beautiful facility, and I love being down here. I love spring training here in this facility and in this town of Northport. So excited to get back going again, and can't wait to speak to everyone on the Braves Radio Network this weekend.
Well, we can't wait to hear you, and I want to thank you so much for your time this morning, Ben. It is always a pleasure to chat with you. And I hope we'll do so once the season gets underway.
We definitely will. I appreciate you having me, as always.
Absolutely. Ben Ingram, my guest this segment, the play-by-play announcer for the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. Again, you can hear their games, the 2021 World Series champion Atlanta Braves, right here on WLAQ.